now stop humming this hairy thing and change.
The change.
That warp tool made you open your brain.
Open your brain.
Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name.
Remember the name.
Hey. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint that I know they gon' copy. Intros always go the hottest, cause this is America's game.
Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to America's Game, episode number 98. I'm your host, Eric Vanek, and you can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL. And this week we are going to do another solo show. We're going to do a live Best Ball Mania draft. So I'm going to do one of those for you guys and kind of talk through my process a little bit and just talk about some of the picks I make, maybe about some of the guys that we do pick, how we think they're going to do for the year. So I'm going to do a little bit of that. But before we do start, I want to mention a few things like we always do on here. So certified shit. If you go to certifiedsh.it, you go to that website, it'll take you to the Fanatics website, and that will give you basically our affiliate code that you'll be using. You're not going to get any discounts or anything like that at the moment unless you have your own from Fanatics. But it kind of just puts like a tip in the tip jar for us. Helps us out tremendously, and if it goes really well, we'll get some actual codes to give out to our listeners here in the future. So looking forward to that. If we can do that, you're going to buy the Fanatics gear anyways. You're going to buy the new Aaron Rodgers jersey, Nick Chubb jersey, you know, J.K. Dobbins jersey, whatever you're going to buy, basketball jerseys, baseball, WWE, NASCAR, whatever you want to buy, it's all going to be on there. You're going to make the order anyway, so you might as well just help us out a little bit, put a little in the tip jar for us, and hopefully in the future we will get you guys some codes that you can use for in the future. Then also the Warp Tool. Warp Tool is really big right now, especially if you're doing any startups right now, or if you're just doing like your off-season roster management, kind of like the episode I did last week about roster management. The Warp Tool is perfect for that. So if you go to the southharmonff.com website, go to the Warp Tool, purchase that. It is $6.90 a month, or you can purchase it at $69 for the year. And then you can use that to kind of just check out your league settings. Like, what are the positions that you need to be using in your league? Should I be having the most quarterbacks or wide receivers or running backs? It's going to show you, hey, what's king in your league and what should you be focusing on your team? So it'll show you roster construction-wise too, like, hey, how many running backs do I want to hold on to? How many wide receivers do I want to hold on to? How many tight ends do I want to hold on to? So it's going to show you that. It's going to show you basically just a kind of a step on how to, you know, what positions mean the most in your league. That's going to be the most important for you to kind of figure out, hey, this is how I take over this league. This is how I roster construct. And this is where, you know, I need to be focusing my rookie picks on, or I need to be focusing my trades, or where I want to trade to get better at for the upcoming season. And you can kind of just go off of that. So that is also a super useful tool. Also, last one, DynastyTeamReview.com. Make sure you check that out as well. You can get a team review from myself, Maddie, Mike, Koopa, Adam. Any of us are on there. You can sign up for a team review on there. And you can join us live if you'd like, or you could just have us record one for you and kind of just go through your team, go through your league, check out your roster construction, check out the warp for your league, and kind of walk you through of how we would approach it, what changes we would make, how, you know, we'll look through the other teams and kind of give you some trade ideas, answer any of your questions that you may have for us as well. So if you join us live or you just write them down on the sheet, you'll have, you know, we'll answer your questions for you, any questions you got. So that's also a really cool feature on there. Hopefully you guys take advantage of that. I love doing the team reviews for you guys and helping you out and kind of showing you, you know, the ropes of the Warp Tool, how we use it, how we look at it. So that's also really cool to talk about. So With that, though, let's get into a little bit of the news that's happened the last week or so. So we finally got Aaron Rodgers signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that one's kind of been out there for months and months now that, you know, this is pretty much the last starting job spot that was open was the Pittsburgh Steelers job, and Aaron Rodgers will be the guy. So, you know, I didn't move Aaron Rodgers up in my rankings at all. I still kept him where I have him. But I still really like him for this year. Like, I especially love DK Metcalf for this year. Like, there's nobody else at the receiver spot that, I mean, there's a couple guys, but not anybody that I think Aaron Rodgers is going to focus in on. I could see a massive 150 target plus season for DK Metcalf incoming. So having DK Metcalf right now, I really like, especially because they got Robert Woods, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson's getting some hype right now, but none of those guys, other than Robert Woods, but he's very old, are proven NFL guys. Like, you don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to have chemistry with those guys. He tends to not like the younger guys as much anyways, unless they're just a super stud like Garrett Wilson was. But I think DK Metcalf is locked in for 150 targets this year if he stays healthy. I like Freiermuth too. I think that gives a little bump to Freiermuth as well. So I like him, especially at our tight end spots. So, yeah, I like what Rodgers is going to do there, and I think he's going to fit in well there. He really respects Tomlin. If you listen to his press media availability yesterday, he really respects Tomlin. Him and Arthur Smith have known each other and have been talking and stuff. I think this fit is going to work really well for them. I think, you know, Rodgers, despite all the media bullshit that people lay on him, he's not going to be a distraction for this team. So I really like what Rodgers is going to bring to the Steelers this year, and definitely like it for DK and Pat Freiermuth. The other two news items that we had were Nick Chubb signs with the Texans for 1 year, like $2.5 million, so nothing major. I don't think this affects Joe Mixon too much for me. I could see this being a, you know, maybe Chubb comes in for a series, you know, once a half or something like that, to kind of give Mixon a little bit of a breather. But I think Mixon is still going to be the main guy here. Chubb is going to come in for a series or two. I don't think he's like going to take over goal line or anything like that. I think he's just going to be, you know, kind of just a complimentary piece here and just be the RB2 here. And in case Mixon does get hurt, you know, they have a really solid running back in Chubb that they can rely on. So like I said, kind of he plays maybe a series and a half, every half, and that's about it for Nick Chubb. I moved Chubb up a couple spots in my rankings. He was almost at like 70. I've moved him up to I put him up at 59, so I moved him up a little bit. Woody Marks, I did drop back a little bit just because I think this first year Woody Marks is just going to be a third down specialist. He is going to be somebody they use in third downs to be a pass catcher, which he is super, super good at, and be somebody that can move the chains for them in the pass game, just be a check down option or run some routes because he can run the routes too out of the backfield, or, you know, split them out wide and they can use them there too. So I think the Woody Marks hype, you know, he got to like the third round of most drafts. Sometimes you could get him in fourth. I think that's probably going to be cratered a little bit for this first year. He's probably going to get, you know, he'll have a handful of runs and stuff just to keep teams honest. You know, they don't want to give away, oh, Woody Marks is on the field, let's throw, and they're throwing the ball. So, you know, he'll have a few things there. And if injuries happen to Chubb or Mixon, which has definitely happened in the past, then Woody Marks can maybe step in a little bit. But I think if all things go well, you know, Marks is just going to be somebody who, you know, kind of learns his first year before maybe next year he kind of steps into a bigger role. So I think that's what's going to happen there with Woody Marks. Then the next guy up I wanted to talk about was J.K. Dobbins, who signed with Denver for pretty decent money this year. So I think Dobbins, I want to compare it a little bit to the Saints situation when they had Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. I think J.K. Dobbins kind of fits that Mark Ingram role perfectly. Like, he's going to be, he could be the first and second down kind of hammer guy, kind of like Mark Ingram was. Mark Ingram actually caught a lot of passes. I think he had 55 passes the year Kamara, a rookie year, was like 70. So Mark Ingram can come in there, and or J.K. Dobbins can kind of come in. I don't think he's going to have 55 catches, but he can still catch 30 balls and be effective out of the backfield. So I think Dobbins kind of sits into that role, and then R.J. Harvey is still going to have the Alvin Kamara type role. I think he's going to have the receiving ability and then still, you know, be really good in the ground game too. He might not get you 1,000 rushing yards this year for R.J. Harvey, but I could see him kind of doing what Kamara did at his first year. I believe he had 800 and 800 rushing and receiving. So I think R.J. Harvey kind of sits into that role. And, you know, as long as he can be super effective in the pass game like we think he can be, I think R.J. Harvey kind of sits in that same role. So, yeah, think about how Ingram and Kamara were used. I think that's how they want to use Dobbins and Harvey. Now, if Dobbins gets hurt, then Harvey to the moon, like we've all been thinking. But, you know, especially for redraft, I might temper my expectations down on Harvey just a little bit. You know, I'm going to take some of these guys that have the full roles, like Chuba Hubbard, Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry. Excuse me. And I think that's kind of how I'm looking at that. Now, for Audric Estime, you know, I think he might just be a short yardage back this year. That's probably what you can expect from him. I'm sure he'll get a couple carries here and there during the games, but, you know, I'm not, like, counting on Audric Estime for fantasy right now. And then any of these other running backs, too, like, probably are, you know, Jaleel McLaughlin, probably just an R.J. Harvey handcuff at this point, to be honest with you. Like, I think he'll get a few gadget plays, but I think this kind of hampers Jaleel McLaughlin's upside this year. And then any of their other running backs that they had, like Blake Watson, Jaleel McLaughlin, or not Jaleel McLaughlin, Tyler Beatty, I think those guys are probably just droppable at this point. So I'm going to go ahead. I don't think I had much of those guys anyways. I'm going to clear them off of my rosters. But that's kind of how I think about with Harvey and Dobbins. I really like it for, you know, Bo Nix has another, you know, he's going to have a run game this year. You know, last year they didn't really have that good of a run game. I think the Broncos have a solid offensive line. They're now going to have a pretty good run game as long as J.K. Dobbins is healthy. They had add R.J. Harvey. And then the receiving game, you know, they added Evan Ingram, who was a big upgrade there. Cortland Sutton is still going to be the main guy there. You know, yeah, I think the Broncos offense is really pointing up here. So I definitely like this for Bo Nix and still really like him for fantasy and dynasty. So liking that a lot. I think that's kind of it for the news for this week. I don't remember too much else signing-wise that we need to talk about. But let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and get into one of these Best Ball Mania drafts. I kind of talk you guys through my process as I go a little bit here. Kind of how I want to look at, you know, everyone looks at the playoff schedule, especially for Week 17 correlation and all this stuff. And I'll admit I'm not super into the week 17 correlation because so much shit changes from now until week 17, injuries and all that kind of stuff. But you do want to kind of have some correlation with it. I get that. So we're going to talk about that as I go and kind of just look at everything as we go. Player wise, talk about, you know, roster construction, how I like to roster construct on these. I would say, you know, up front, I either go, if I get a stud quarterback, I just go two quarterbacks and then three tight ends. Or if I get a stud tight end, I go two tight ends and probably three quarterbacks. So we'll kind of see how the value falls for us and talk about that as we go. So let's go ahead and let's get that set up. All right, so we are ready to go here. Draft is going to start here in 45 seconds. I did get the 108 spot, which I believe is the same spot I got in my other one that I did last week. So picking from the 108 spot again, we'll see how it goes here. This is a 20-second on-the-clock one, so this is going to go by fast and furious. So I'm going to try and keep up with it here, kind of talk about maybe some of the guys that go around me or some of the guys that I'm looking at here. So the 108 spot, I mean, you're looking at your Chase, your Barkley, Jefferson, Bijan, CeeDee Lamb, Gibbs, Genty, Nakua, Neighbors, probably somebody in that range. I think in my last one, I did take McCaffrey at 8, so I might not go McCaffrey in this one. But we'll see how it falls down here. So we are starting now. Let's see here. Let's see who the first pick goes to. And I will probably be, I'll be crossing off the guys on my list, my rankings list that I have here. So Jamar Chase was the first one. And then it went Justin Jefferson. And then Saquon Barkley. Bijan Robinson. So coming up to me here in just a moment. Three more picks and then me. Let's see how it goes here. I kind of want to go wide receiver since I went running back in my last one. But we'll see what falls here. CeeDee Lamb at the 105 spot. So coming up to the 106 spot here. Still got Gibbs and Genty there. Those will both be decent ones as well. Puka, Neighbors. So there goes Gibbs. I'm up next after this guy picks, and he took Genty. So I am left with the receiver. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go Puka Nacua and get me the wide receiver here to start. So I like Puka there. You know, should have a really good season there with Stafford. So I'm liking that. Neighbors goes next, and then CMC. So kind of looking at it for the correlation. So the Rams played the Falcons at Atlanta week 17. So I could maybe look at Drake London here if he ends up falling a couple more spots. That would be a good correlation play here for me, but he does end up going. So Brian Thomas Jr. goes, Drake London goes, and Brock Bowers goes. Nobody really else on Atlanta that I'm looking to get here. Derrick Henry is the next one that goes. And then Nico Collins. So Amon-Ra, while Amon-Ra came back to me, I don't care that he has the same bye. I'm going to go ahead and select Amon-Ra there. So I'll get Amon-Ra at the 205. So I'll take that all day. Devin Achane went right before me. So yeah, starting off, double receiver, both on the same bye. Who gives a shit? Puka Nacua and Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra usually goes at 10.9. This is ADP. I got him at pick 17. So that's a tremendous value I just got on Amon-Ra. Sometimes you just got to press the button. That's what I say. So you just press the button on those guys and you can get them. Right after I took Amon-Ra, Ladd McConkey went. So let's take a look at Amon-Ra's playoff schedule too. He has at Minnesota, Pittsburgh in week 16, and then Puka has at Seattle, at Atlanta. So we kind of want to try and get some of the guys that are going to correlate with him. I wouldn't mind getting Davante Adams on this team too and kind of have both Rams receivers and just make a Rams super stack here. So A.J. Brown, Trey McBride are the next guys off the board. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely highlight Davante Adams here as maybe somebody we can get here in round three. Rashee Rice goes, Trey McBride went, John Taylor, Garrett Wilson. This is also a spot where you could look for the elite quarterback if you want as well. But I have Jared Goff and Matt Stafford as two guys, but both on the same bye. So I'm going to need to get a different quarterback here at some point and then kind of play off of that. But Bucky Irving was the next to go off the board there. And I believe we are at the turn now. So we're at the 301. So coming back to me, going to see who falls. If a running back does fall here, we can look and see here. Marvin Harrison Jr. went. Tyreek Hill went. That's a big pick there for Tyreek Hill. Terry McLaurin went, who's kind of holding out right now. See what happens there. So I am up here in three more picks and then me. Looking at maybe Davante Adams, who I talked about. T. Higgins just went. Chase Brown still there. Breece Hall. So there's a couple running backs. Chase Brown just went. I'm up next. Then Davante Adams went right before me. So I think Oh, I think I'm just going to take my next receiver off the board because I don't like Kyren, or I mean, I guess I could go Breece Hall, but I think I'm going to go with the receiver here. I'm going to go JSN. So three guys on the same bye, don't care, but that gives me some correlation there with Puka against JSN in week 16 too. So I'm going to go three straight receivers. I don't care they have the same byes. I'm going to get enough receivers here to fix it up. So Josh Allen goes right after me. But yeah, definitely not going to be able to get any more week eight receivers. Breece Hall goes next after that. Travis Hunter at 311. That's a he's starting to creep up a little bit more and more. Mike Evans. And then Tet McMillan. J-Mo Williams. So yeah, interesting picks here. I am up again in two picks. So Lamar Jackson ends up going. Then Kyren Williams. So the running backs aren't the greatest. I think I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to select Jaden Daniels here and get Jaden Daniels. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pick Jaden Daniels here. Get me a stud quarterback. That's probably just going to limit me to a two quarterback build. I can get one of Stafford or Goff, whoever kind of falls here. So Worthy goes after that. DJ Moore. So yeah, some interesting picks there. Move these guys up my list here a little bit. DK Metcalf goes, who I talked about him earlier at what I think about him this year. I think he could be really good with Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball. So that'll be good. I like DJ or DK Metcalf this year for that for sure. Marion Hampton ends up going. Devontae Smith. James Cook ends up going finally. So now we're back at the turn, coming back to me here at the 412. So probably gonna look running back here unless there is just a receiver that I just can't pass up on. Some interesting tight ends still out there, like Kittle still out there, Hockenson, Laporta, a couple of those guys. Ken Walker ends up going right there. Yeah, running back is starting to get a little bit thinner, so I might have to look there for sure. Kind of looking at my playoff guys, Nacua and Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra has Pittsburgh, Minnesota, so that's Aaron Jones, Caleb Johnson. I could maybe look at there for a little correlation in that game. Washington, so with Jaden Daniels, he has Philly, Dallas, so nobody really there for Philly, or I mean, obviously with Saquon Barkley is like a first round pick, so you're not going to get him this late. Kamara went, Cortland Sutton went, George Kittle ends up going, and I am going to be up here in a couple more spots. George Pickens ends up going. Zay Flowers, and I am up next. And Jalen Waddle ends up going. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take my top running back left. I think I'm going to go. I just like how he's set up this year. I'm going to go Chuba Hubbard. Like, he had a really good year last year. That team wants to run the ball. They're going to be built to run the ball. So I'm going to go Chuba Hubbard as my RB1 on this one. Jordan Addison went next. A lot of these receivers are kind of all the same for me. Calvin Ridley just went. Chris Godwin just went. Or Jordan Addison went. I'm sorry, not Godwin. Juwan Jennings at the 5'11". Interesting pick there. Yeah, it's kind of weird seeing, oh, hey, Juwan Jennings is a top five pick. James Conner going at the 5'12". So last year you could get James Conner like round 7, 8, but a lot of people were just hammer wide receivers back then too. Jerry Jeudy just went. So RJ Harvey and Mixon are still hanging out there. You still got the tight ends. Godwin just went. Travion Henderson just went. And Rome Odunze just went. So I'm up here. I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take I think Joe Mixon will still have a decent year. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to press the button there on Joe Mixon. I don't think Chubb cuts into him as much as people think. And getting him at that discount, usually he goes at pick 55. I got him at pick 65. So I got a 10-spot discount there on Joe Mixon. So I'll go ahead and take him for sure. Harvey just went, and then Olave. So, yeah, kind of looking at some correlation there for the Texans. Let's take a look at them. They have Vegas and the Chargers, so that gives me maybe Justin Herbert, Jacoby Myers for them as well. A couple other interesting plays as well for that, so I like that. Montgomery just went. I think some of these rookie running backs are going to end up going before they come back to me, but Burrow went. Deebo Samuel here went. Jacoby Myers just went, so that's interesting. I was hoping maybe he could come back to me, but he did not. Would like to maybe get a couple of those guys, kind of correlate this team a little bit better. Like, I just haven't had been able to hit on them. If not, it happens. Like, you just don't, you're not able to correlate as well as you want to at times without really reaching. So, don't want to reach as much as I want to. Laporta just went. And then Quinshon Judkins went. So I was kind of hoping for Quinshon maybe. Stephon Diggs and Matt Golden just went. Pearsall still hanging around there. I would like to get him if he does come back to me. Caleb Johnson, who gives us a little bit of correlation, would be nice too. Aaron Jones just went. That was another correlation play for us. Ricky Pearsall just went. And I am up next. If Caleb's there, I'll probably press the button on Caleb, to be honest with you. Oh, and Caleb Johnson gets sniped right ahead of us. So, of course, that would happen. I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to press the button on TJ Hockenson. I think Hockenson comes back and has a really good year. I'm interested in TJ Hockenson. He's probably my best tight end left on the board. So I'll go TJ Hockenson there. Gives us, you know, our pretty core team here. Brandon Ayuk was next. And then Jaden Reed. Yeah, a lot of these receivers now have just kind of been eaten through, so it's kind of hard to count on one of these receivers, but I do need to get some more with some different buys just to cover these bye weeks for that 1 week. Brian Robinson Jr. and Khalil Shakir went. Michael Pittman Jr. went. Josh Downs just went. So, like, running backs here, Pacheco, Pollard, I probably like those guys. I'm up next. Pacheco just went. And then Jordan Mason just went. So Tony Pollard is the best running back left. Darnell Mooney is the best receiver left. I'm going to go with Mooney because that does gives us some correlation for our Week 17 game. So I'll go with Darnell Mooney there. And it gives me another receiver that doesn't have the same bye. So I'll go with Darnell Mooney there. And I like that for the correlation part because that'll give us I believe it was the Puka play. Yeah, for Puka at Atlanta, week 17. So it gives us Mooney and Puka in that same game. So I like that a lot. And then we have Hockenson, and he is with Detroit on that week 17 game. So that gives us Amon-Ra and TJ on that one. I didn't remember which week it was, but we do have that. Damn, excuse me. So we have that. Cooper Kupp just went. Tony Pollard went. Emeka Buka went. And then Jaden Higgins. All right, so we're 7 picks away here. Mayfield, Mahomes just went. Jaylen Warren just went. So kind of going right down the order there. Jaylen Warren will knock off as well. Justin Fields just went as well. Bo Nix just went. Not as high as Justin Fields is on Underdog right now. They've been hammering the hell out of him lately. I'm just not in that category right now. Kelsey just went. So it is coming back to me here. Kyler Murray just went. Good pick here late. Tyrone Tracy just went. Luther Burden just went. And I am up next. So there's Scadabo, Bashal Tootin, Jonnu Smith just went. Receivers are Trey Harris, Kyle Williams. I could go Trey Harris, and that'll give us a little correlation with one of our plays as well. I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to take Trey Harris, and that'll give us some correlation there with the Chargers. And that'll give us, Joe Mixon and Trey Harris in week 17 as well. So get a little correlation going on there. Rashid Shaheed was next after I took Trey Harris. Plus, it gives me some extra guys on my bye too. Mark Andrews went. Brock Purdy just went. Cam Scadabo just went. Zach Charbonnet. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking at the running backs here. I'm kind of hoping maybe Bashal Tootin can come back to me here and just kind of hope that he is the guy who hits later on in the year. Like, they like this guy a lot, and that's kind of what I'm thinking of, because could he be my Bucky Irving this year? So I'm kind of looking at Bashal Tootin here if he can fall. Keon Coleman went after that. Two more picks, and then I am up. Rashad Bateman just went. And hopefully this next pick, I can get my guy. And knowing my luck, he will get fucking sniped here. Nope, Marvin Mims Jr. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to select Bashal Tootin. So that gives me my third running back to go with Chuba, Mixon, and Tootin. Najee Harris went right after I did. And let me mark off Marvin Mims. Okay, Marvin Mims is gone. Caleb just went. So Caleb Williams. Then Javonte Williams. Travis Etienne Jr. went after that. Ooh, so yeah, kind of, I mean, I got my one quarterback, three running backs, five receivers, and a tight end so far. So I got, you know, a pretty solid 10 there to start here. Liking the build so far. It's pretty balanced. Tajay Spears and Drake May went. Just because I do have that elite quarterback in Jaden Daniels, I think I'm going to pass on, like, those middle-tier quarterbacks and try and get Stafford here later on. So I'm going to throw Stafford on my little watch list to make sure I get him, even if I have to reach a little bit. I also have J.J. McCarthy is another one that I want to maybe reach for as well. I do like J.J. McCarthy. I could pair him up with Hockenson. So Christian Kirk went, and then Ramondre Stevenson. So looking at some of these other guys, Kyle Williams just went, somebody who I was looking at possibly as well. Yeah, so it's looking like on my list here, the top receivers are just kind of eaten up, which you pretty much see on every underdog draft anyways. Jack Besh just went. My top receivers left are Hollywood Brown, Josh Palmer, so it is getting kind of thin there. Dak Prescott just went. Dak Prescott, round 11. That's a fantastic pick. Great pick by that owner there. Ooh, let's see here. Colston Loveland just went. Yeah, tight ends are still hanging around there, so don't really need to press on that tight end spot. I can get Zach Ertz later, probably. Loveland went, and then the guy in front of me is up, and then I am up. So we'll see here. So Goff and Herbert and Love and those guys are the top guys left. Herbert just went. I think I'm going to pass on Goff for now, and I'm going to take Hollywood Brown, who's like the next best receiver that's left, and kind of hope Hollywood and Mahomes have that chemistry here. So that gives me three different buys after my Puka, Amon-Ra, JSN trio. I get Mooney, Trey Harris, Hollywood Brown to kind of give me three guys that can replace those guys on that week if I need to. So I'm at one quarterback, three running backs, six receivers, one tight end so far. So liking this build, probably need to get a couple more running backs. Definitely need to get a backup quarterback, backup tight end. Jordan Love just went. Then J.K. Dobbins, who just signed with the Denver Broncos. Good pick there for J.K. Dobbins. He's going to start moving up some boards here, too. Trevor Lawrence just went. Goff's still hanging around. McCarthy's there and Stafford's there. So still got some quarterbacks. Penix just went. So I might have to maybe invest in a quarterback here. Ray Davis just went. Yeah, not really seeing anybody that stands out to me here. And Njoku just went. I am up next. So Goff and McCarthy are the two top guys on the board right now. I mean, I can still go with Goff, and he can still be pretty good. Let's see. Okay, Goff just went right ahead of me. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to press the button on J.J. McCarthy here, and that gives me my two quarterbacks then. So I'll have J.J. McCarthy as a very high upside play that maybe he steps in there for, Jaden Daniels a week or two if it happens that way. So I don't mind that. Dallas Goedert was the next pick after that. CJ Stroud went. So, yeah, Stafford is my next quarterback that's up. So I don't need a third quarterback. I have my two guys, McCarthy and Jaden Daniels, who I'm going to roll with. Unless Stafford just completely just craters and falls here to me for some reason, I probably am not going to go there. Most likely not going to go there. Rashad White, Dalton Kincaid went. Quentin Johnston, Tucker Kraft. So maybe look at another tight end here too. I do have Hockenson, but there's still some good guys here. Likely still there. Kyle Pitts is still there. Kyle Pitts would give me some correlation for that game later in the season too. Damn, excuse me. Allergies are killing me today. Cedric Tillman just went. Let's see. I am five picks away. Tank Bigsby, Trey Benson just went. My top running back left is Jaden Blue. That would be an interesting one, too. Xavier Leggett. Isaac Arendo still there. Tyler Algier. So a lot of your backup running backs are still hanging around here. Sam Darnold just went. Interesting pick there. Two more picks and then I'm up. So Isaiah Likely just went. Tua Tagovailoa went. I think I'm going to take the upside play here on Jaden Blue and go with him there. I think on this team, I kind of need that upside play. There's plenty of tight ends still available that I could get. And I could get Zach Ertz to pair with Jaden Daniels. So I like that. Romeo Doubs just went. Isaac Arendo and Jake Ferguson. Coming back to me here. Kyle Pitts just went. So, yeah, a couple of those tight ends went, which I'm fine with. And I can just pivot back to maybe Zach Ertz here, which is totally fine with me. I think getting Jaden Blue is more important than having, a Kyle Pitts or whatnot. But pair up my guys with that. Jalen Wright just went from the Dolphins. Tyler Algier. And I am up next. So I am looking at probably Zach Ertz here. Get that second tight end and be done with it. He has a different bye. And then I pair up both of my tight ends with my quarterbacks, which I like doing. Brenton Strange went before me. So, yeah, that makes it even better for me. I'm just going to go Zach Ertz here and get my tight ends aligned with my quarterbacks. That's kind of what I want to do. Austin Eckler goes right after that, who was the other guy I was considering to go with Jaden Daniels. But I'll go. I'm fine with getting Zach Ertz. That gives me my two tight ends on the same team. Braylon Allen goes after that. So I need to probably get another, keep hammering these running backs and receivers for the rest of the draft. Stafford is still hanging around out there at quarterback, so that is an interesting one. Pat Bryant just went at round 14 here. Hunter Henry just went. So I'm 9 picks away. I mean, if Stafford makes it this far, I might just press the button on Stafford. I don't really need it, but I like to have, you know, a third tight end or a third quarterback, one or the other. So I might go that route. You know, with Jaden Daniels, his running ability, J.J. McCarthy, you just don't know. Like, is he going to be fully healthy? We don't know. So you got to factor that in, too. Bryce Young just went. So Cam Ward and Matt Stafford are the top two quarterbacks for me left. We'll see if one of them fall, or if Stafford falls, I can go there, or I can keep hammering some of these running backs that I like as well. Adam Thielen just went. Yeah, so I got my 6 receivers. I probably need to get a couple more. Cam Ward just went. Stafford's still hanging around out there. Wandale Robinson just went. So yeah, 4 more picks and then I am up. Freiermuth just goes. Trying to look at some, I mean, there's not really many Washington wide receivers left. So nobody I can really go with there. Nick Chubb just went, was another guy I was kind of looking at. 2 more picks and then I'm up. Jalen Noel just went from the Texans. And now I am up. Alec Pierce went. Stafford's still hanging around. I'm just going to press the button on Stafford. That gives me really good, you know, upside plays with Puka and all my guys. So, yep, I'm just going to press the button on Stafford. I'm done on quarterbacks. So I'm going to cross my quarterbacks off my board. DeAndre Hopkins is there. And I'm done on tight end, too. I'm not taking any more tight end. I'm just going to roll with Hockenson and Ertz. Rest are going to be running backs, receivers. That's how I usually build my teams. I either go 3 quarterback, 2 tight end, or 2 tight end, 3 quarterback. Or 3 tight end, 2 quarterbacks. So Rico Dowdle, Daniel Jones just went. Mike Gesicki, Diami Brown. I am up next. Will Shipley just went. So I'm looking at the running backs here. Justice Hill, DJ Giddens, Dylan Sampson are here. Yeah, Giddens and Sampson both helped me on buys. So I like those guys' upside plays here. Michael Wilson goes. So I'm going to go with DJ Giddens. I like him a lot. I like that fit with that team as well. You know, Taylor does get banged up from time to time, and they're going to be a run-first team. So you know he's going to be in there quite a bit. So I like him a lot. Dalton Schultz just went. I believe Jalen McMillan went. Michael Wilson went. So we're in round 16 here. So I have 2 more picks to make. Probably going to go 1 more running back and 1 more receiver, or I might go 2 receivers. Kind of just depends on who's there. Running back is getting a little thinner. Justice Hill just went. So yeah, I'm looking at like a Marshawn Lloyd, one of the Rams backup running backs, Dylan Sampson still there, who I was looking at last pick, to Mario Douglas. Keenan Allen is still there, who hasn't signed yet, but could just take a shot on Keenan Allen this late. Cade Otton just went. There goes Keenan Allen. What a great pick at the 17th round for Keenan Allen. Like, if he just plays, man, that's a huge win for you in round 17. Good pick there. Devin Neal just went. And we are 5 picks away now. Dylan Sampson just went. Jerome Ford just went. Let's see here. Roman Wilson is still there. That might be a guy I take a shot on as well for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Marshawn Lloyd is there as well. Darius Slayton just went. Yeah, there's Roman. Okay, got Roman on my list there. Tyler Shuck just went. Jarquez Hunter. Didn't give Marshawn Lloyd's there. That's who I'm going to press the button on. And if he makes it one more pick. And I'll give my running backs all different buys on all six of my running backs. So I like that. Just have a different guy every single week. He took Tyler Lockett in front of me, so I get Marshawn Lloyd. So I like that for sure. And then my last pick is going to be a wide receiver here. So we'll see which wide receiver ends up going here. Roman Wilson is the top guy on my list. Then maybe Amari Cooper, possibly. Take a shot on him this late. We got some Dontavian Wicks. Tutu Atwell, Ray-Ray McCloud, who was really good last year, too. Jalen Coker. We got three straight tight ends here for the late tight end build guys. Tutu Atwell just went. So I'm up here in three picks now. And, yeah, I'm looking at Roman Wilson, who, you know, gives me a little bit of a different buy than everybody. I could go with McCloud because that would give me that. I think actually, yeah, I think that makes sense maybe to go McCloud because that gives me that correlation for that Week 17 game. Mostert, Miles Sanders went. I'm up next. And this will be my final pick of the draft. Yeah, he went Jalen Coker. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to select Ray-Ray McCloud. And that'll give me a little bit of correlation there for that last game of the year. So here's the team afterwards. We got Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Matt Stafford is my top three quarterbacks. Running backs, Chuba Hubbard, Joe Mixon, Bashaul Tuten, Jaden Blue, D.J. Giddens, Marshawn Lloyd. Wide receivers of Puka Nacua, Amon-Ra St. Brown, J.S.N., Darnell Mooney, Trey Harris, Hollywood Brown, Ray-Ray McCloud, TJ Hockenson, and Zach Ertz are my two tight ends. So really like this team, like the build. I think I'm fairly balanced. I can maybe say my running backs are a little light, but I'm hoping that Bashaul Tuten and Jaden Blue and maybe DJ Giddens at the end of the season really hit. But what I like about, you know, I'll just kind of go through every guy here, but with Jaden Daniels, obviously you're getting the super stud quarterback in Jaden Daniels. J.J. McCarthy has a lot of upside. I'm pairing him up with T.J. Hockenson, so that was the whole reason I took him. And then Matt Stafford, obviously, he pairs up with my Puka Nacua. I got a really good value on Stafford. He usually goes around pick 160. I got him at 176. So I got him over a full round ADP difference there. So I like that on Stafford. Chuba Hubbard was just my first running back that I took. He was the last one there. I got him at pick 56. His ADP is pick 56. So good there. Joe Mixon, I got him at pick 65. He usually goes at 55. So I got a discount there on Joe Mixon as well. So just kind of press the button on the guy if you get that big of a discount. Bashaul Tuten, he goes at pick 119 usually. I took him a little earlier. I took him at 113, which I'm fine with. Then Jaden Blue, his ADP, 134. I got him at 152. And why do I like that? Because the two top rookie free agent running backs, Nick Chubb and J.K. Dobbins, they just signed, guys. Jaden Blue and Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders are going to be the Dallas Cowboys running backs this year, most likely. So getting Jaden Blue that late for a guy that could maybe do a Tony Pollard type season, I'll take that all day. DJ Giddens, I got him late. You know, Jonathan Taylor, we've seen he has gone down in the past, and there's no other running backs other than Giddens behind Taylor. Like, I'm not trusting Tyler Goodson's and these guys and Trey Sermon's out of there, so I'm not trusting those guys. Khalil Herbert's there, but DJ Giddens is more talented than Khalil Herbert is at this point in his career. Marshawn Lloyd, that's just another play. Like, look how much they used Josh Jacobs last year. They're going to want to spell him a little bit. They drafted Marshawn Lloyd really high last year. He had a lot of injuries he dealt with. He has no restrictions right now. He's practicing full go. So I really like some bounce back upside there for Marshawn Lloyd. And then let's look at the receivers here. Puka Nacua, Amon-Ra, JSN. I mean, that's a very, very good trio there. Three guys who can easily finish in the top 12 wide receivers this year. So having Puka, Amon-Ra, JSN is the strength of my team. I like that quite a bit. And then Darnell Mooney. So I paired up Darnell Mooney here to go with my Rams stack of Stafford and Puka. So I get Darnell Mooney, and that's why I took Ray-Ray McCloud later on too. So if that Week 17 correlation, if that game hits, Stafford and Puka Nacua go crazy. Let's say, you know, they focus on Drake London, and Mooney and Ray-Ray McCloud go off. I'm in a really good spot there with those guys. Trey Harris, I took him for correlation there with he's got Dallas and Houston, so I have him with Joe Mixon in Week 17, and then Week 16 we have him with Jaden Blue. You know, it gives you a little bit of a correlation there. Hollywood Brown, he was just the next best receiver. Not really any correlation there, I believe, with him. Yeah, they have Tennessee and Denver, so I don't really have any Tennessee-Denver guys. But he was the next best receiver there I could take and went with him. And then my tight ends, Hockenson and Ertz. So obviously pairing those guys up with my quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels with Zach Ertz, and J.J. McCarthy with Hockenson. And then I have Stafford with Puka. So I have all three of my quarterbacks are correlated with players on my team already. So that's kind of how I built it. Kind of look at the correlation. If you know what I did is just go to Google, type in 2025 fantasy playoff schedules for the NFL. That'll pop up. I used this one from Establish the Run. It's just a chart that shows you what everybody's matchups are that week. And you go ahead and just kind of draft based off of that and just kind of think about the correlation it makes with your team for those Week 17, Week 16 big playoff weeks where a lot of money is on the line. So if everybody hits here, I think I got a pretty solid team here. I think I like this one a little better than my last one I just did. I mean, I could bring that team up really quick and talk about it as well. Let's go. Let's see here. NFL. Yeah, it's not doing that. Let's bring it up on my phone here real quick. So do that here for you guys real quick. And let's see. Underdog. So, yeah, with this team, too, I had this is where I took the CMC team, which totally fine with that. It's, you know, CMC. I'm going to be able to have a really good team there. Let's pull up that team. Okay, so I had Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence on that team. So, obviously, Josh Allen, super stud quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, another really good quarterback. And I'll show you where I paired those guys up. My running backs, I went with Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, R.J. Harvey, Cam Scadabaugh, D.J. Giddens. So obviously I had three pretty good running backs I felt comfortable with McCaffrey, Henry, Harvey, and I got a couple other running backs behind them just to, you know, go there. So my receivers weren't as heavy because I went running back early, I went quarterback early. So my receivers I had to take a bunch of. So I had Travis Hunter, that's why I took Trevor Lawrence later on to pair him with Travis Hunter. Jerry Jeudy I took, Khalil Shakir, that pairs up with my Josh Allen. Luther Burden, just trying to take the swing upside there. Kyle Williams, same thing, swing upside. Adam Thielen, really good quarterback or receiver who still produces. And then Dyami Brown, that pairs up with my Trevor Lawrence. And then Elijah Moore, I took with my very last pick, that pairs up with Josh Allen as well. And then, sorry about that, it's a sweeper came by, so I wanted to pause real quick there. But Dalton Kincaid, that pairs up with my Josh Allen as well. He's my top tight end. I took Isaiah Likely as well. You know, very high upside tight end if he hits. And then Brenton Strange is my last tight end that pairs up my Trevor Lawrence. So I got, you know, four different weapons there with Trevor Lawrence in Travis Hunter, Dyami Brown, and Brenton Strange. I got Kincaid, Elijah Moore, Khalil Shakir and Josh Allen together. So I got those guys paired up. So really good correlation on those ones as well, pairing up with my guys. So that's kind of how my builds have been going lately. Definitely want to do some more. So maybe you know, I might get Mike or Adam or Maddie on here during the off season here to kind of do some live best ball drafts where we're both in the drafts together and we can kind of talk about it. But just kind of wanted to do this one, throw it out there as a little warm up for everybody to talk about, you know, some underdog drafts that we're doing right now. So like that a lot. All right, and with that, guys, that is going to wrap up America's Game, episode 98 for this week. I will be back for next week for episode 99. Then we got to figure out something big for episode 100 as well. Got to do an America's Favorite game as well. So let me think here. What would be a good America's Favorite game for this week? Ooh, let's see. Oh, man. Let's do who is my favorite golfer. So I would say probably for most people, it's probably Tiger Woods. So yes, Tiger Woods is definitely probably my favorite golfer of all time. But I would say for more of the current guys that I like, I like Rory McIlroy a lot. He's really come on the last couple years. Like he kind of faded off there for a little bit, it seemed like, but he's really picked it up the last couple years. He's been doing really good. I would say the Full Swing documentary on Netflix is tremendous. Like, that is really going to get you into golf. I like Brooks Koepka a lot, too. He's just a cool personality that I really like. Justin Rose is a really cool guy, too, if you watch the documentary as well. So, yeah, those are a couple of the guys that I like for sure. If you haven't seen the Full Swing documentary on Netflix, I think they've already gone through three seasons. But just like the Ryder Cup stuff and all the tournaments and stuff, it's a really cool documentary series that kind of just goes through the season of golf. So if you haven't ever checked that out, that's really cool. But, yeah, I'll go with those three guys, Tiger, Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose. Really like those guys a lot, quite a bit. So, all right, so that is it for America's Favorite Game. That is it for America's Game in general for this week. We'll be back next week for episode 99. So hopefully everybody's summer keeps going good. Keep hitting those underdog drafts. Still going to be hitting my FFPC drafts here soon too, so hopefully get those kicked off here real soon. So appreciate everybody listening, and we'll be back next week for episode 99. See ya.